Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research. I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And we are joined by the effervescent Alexi Toliopoulos.
My pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
My excitement to speculate.
Now, gang, what do we think is going to happen in Hotel Transylvania 4 Transformania? What a name.
Basically, what's happened here, listeners, is originally... Look, I'm happy to pull back the curtain.
Yeah, lift that screen.
Just to give everyone a bit of a behind the scenes of
what happened here. Special features,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, this is
a little BTS of BS.
Yes. it's BTS with BS right now. We were originally going to do Boss Baby Family Business because I was like, that's a fucking crazy universe. I reckon we could probably pick what happens in that. They turn a grown man into a baby again. But then, whilst looking for the trailer, I found out that it just quietly got released, the whole fucking movie, in July, and it's now October. Lord.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, we can't do it because
we would have humiliated ourselves in front of all of you.
You would have lost all respect for us because you would have been like, baseless speculation, but the movie's out. This is a lie.
They've actually watched the movie for certain and they've delivered the plot directly as it is in the film.
Cheating. These dirty boys.
Although, maybe it would have been funny to read out the entire script to like bookend it by being like, I reckon this is what's going to happen. Read the whole script and then say, what do you think? And then everyone's be like, yep. And then end the episode.
Yeah. That would be a great idea for an episode.
So we were like, well, what else is there? Turns out that October, the spooky month, was meant
Halloween.
To have a spooky animated vampire movie, babies.
Wow.
But due to a global pandemic, which is maybe the spookiest thing of all.
It is quite creepy and terrifying to be locked up inside your home while the specter of death wanders around.
But it got pulled from cinematic release, so it's currently it's going to drop on Amazon Prime. We don't know when.
Yeah, it's in the sort of... This is the first baseless speculation I think we've ever done on a movie that might not come out. Because it's in this nether zone now where it belongs to Amazon, and Amazon's like, yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it at some point. And China will get it theatrically at some point. And them's the rules.
And Sony owned the... So, Sony own the home video distribution as well. So, if Amazon don't release it, Sony's like, fuck. But then also, Amazon paid $100 million for it.
Whoa, that's like Dr. Evil money. Holy shit.
Fucking hell.
But I guess kids' movies probably are the most lucrative for like the big streamers like that.
Yeah.
Because kids... are probably stuck at home yammering to their parents, ratting and like little rats trying to get those beautiful little new movies in there. Parents must be pissed off about having to see Frozen, etc. 10,000 times during lockdown. They'll do anything. They'll spend any dollar amount to get a new piece of entertainment to let these little rats scurry around the room and not be supervised 100% of the time. They would probably love to hear the sounds of Hotel Transylvania 4 Transformania in the background for a change of pace.
Well, and Alexi, you're absolutely bang on, because let's not forget what the film was that started the transition from cinema to streaming same day. Etc. All the mayhem of last year, and that was Trolls World Tour.
That's right. That's right.
A kids' movie went absolutely fucking bananas, and everyone was like, "Well, we got to copy this." And
this is movies now. Yeah,
we're still open at this point in time. Please don't do this. And they were like, "We're gonna
come in if you want." No, we're not stopping you.
But then centuries time, and we look back on the 21st century in cinema and think about the most important movies. Of course, Trolls 2 World Tour will come on the list. And of course, The Interview, the comedy starring Seth Rogen that almost started World War 3 will of course be on the list as well.
The Interview is probably in my top
5 favorite movies, not because of the content of the film, but because it gifted us with the leaked Sony emails.
Oh, yeah. Which we love here at Base of Speculation. We adore them to no end. Yeah.
I spend just day-to-day life anywhere between 20 to 80% of my full brain function thinking about the Sony leaked emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single one involving Spider-Man is so funny. And this is a dangerous hole to go down because we've done this so many times where it comes up in Baseless Speculation or Thumb Crams or Plumb in the Death Star. And then one of us pulls up the emails. It's always me. And then we read it and we piss ourselves off.
It's awesome. We did a Spider-Man episode of Total Reboot years ago. And I'm always so close to doing the same thing. Going like, let's get some freaking EDM music and web slinging around town.
Everything's NBD to Spider-Man.
The best
tough mudder, I guess.
Yeah. Just some rando thoughts on Spider-Man for from 35,000 feet. Anyway.
Incredible.
What we need to focus on here is, Hotel Transylvania. It's the fourth film in what has become a huge franchise.
Yeah.
For sure.
It sold to Amazon for $100 million. Yes, it's one of the biggest franchises in the world.
But you wouldn't expect... I don't know if you wouldn't expect it, but it does feel like it's kind of been quietly happening in the background that it's been this titan.
$100 million, you're like, okay.
That's a lot of money.
Whatever, like, that's a lot of money. But just to put it into perspective, Amazon
like
also recently
billion
bought...
eggs, to put into perspective.
Imagine how many fucking eggs that would be. 15 billion eggs. I feel like those are some expensive eggs. Tell you what.
Exactly. It's like buying 100 houses in Sydney.
Yeah, exactly.
2 bedrooms.
Filling them with eggs.
Because $100 million, Amazon also recently just bought... what studio was it? What studio releases the Bond films?
That is MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Yes, so MGM Film Studios.
Was recently purchased by Amazon.
Yeah.
Less than Hotel Transylvania.
No. It was more.
That would roll.
So,
yeah.
They paid $8 billion for it.
Oh, my God. Good God, that's
which
like
is
100 trillion eggs.
But when you think about it, that includes all of the Rocky movies, all of the James Bond movies.
All of the classic musicals of the 1940s and 50s that we love so much.
But like, when you really break it down, like that means that a Bond film was probably worth... There's like fucking, 25 of those, 26? Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. There will be movies within that MGM purchase that Amazon got that are worth significantly less to them than Hotel Transylvania 4 Transformania. But it's this franchise that's been going on in the background, and like I've not paid attention to it, but clearly these are popular films, you know?
Yeah, well... Here's just some information that I found out whilst looking into it, because I fell into a Hotel Transylvania hole.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know who directed I have never seen any of these. Mm-hmm. I've seen glimpses and bursts and stuff. I think, can I maybe tell what information I think I've gathered travels in this world?
Yes.
We did decide to do this last minute, so I've not looked anything up. Yeah, I've known nothing. I've just seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're from Sandler. They're Happy Madison adjacent, perhaps, if not directly produced by Happy Madison. But the teams involved are very Happy Madison. We've got Adam Sandler plays Mr. Dracula. Then probably David Spade, he'd be playing an invisible man of some kind, because they're using the format of the beloved Universal Monsters. Uh-huh. I'm assuming Kevin James plays Frankenstein's monster of some kind. The Mummy, of course, would have to be played by Tim Meadows, my other favorite bad boy of SNL of that era. But it would be like those people adjacent, and Andy Samberg is in them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also, they're written by Sandler, and they're co-written. Are they co-written by, like, Robert Smigel?
They are not written by Sandler.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought he wrote them.
The writer is so shocking to find out who writes them. I think, or maybe it's the director.
I thought it was Robert Smigel who wrote them.
Yes, Robert Smigel wrote them.
Oh, wow, thank God. Oh, my God. Smigel was one of my heroes. I was worried I didn't get confused. But they're directed by a big boy of animation, Gendy, right? Gendy Tartakovsky. Yes.
Which I didn't know until today, and then saw that and was like, what the fuck?
What is going on?
If you don't know who
that is. By the style of them, I was like, this has got Gendy's fingerprints all over it. I detect his work as an authorist that has.
Yes.
You can look at them and it looks like his work.
Yeah, if you imagine them at like not in like in more traditional animation, it's Gendy to a T.
Because, like, to me, I was like thinking Samurai Jack.
Yeah,
like he does like darker stuff. Well, Primal. I guess this is spooky as hell.
I love Primal.
Oh my god,
and he's one of my favorite animators. I love his work. Yeah. Did you guys ever see the trailer for his Never Happened CGI Popeye movie?
No,
no, I
didn't. Oh my god.
So that would have been the thing that he wanted to do because he's a big Popeye guy, Gendy.
Aren't we all?
We all love Popeye. I love Oliver. I love Bluto.
Wimpy,
Wimpy. Love those little pipsqueaks that he hangs out
with.
Can and I just say, just really quickly,
I adore spinach.
Of course.
Just quickly
on
Popeye. Jackson, you have the energy of someone that if I found out you had a secret Popeye tattoo, I would not be surprised.
Just a tattoo. A Popeye fetish? Like we just saw, we opened your door and you've got 1,000 Popeye pop vinyls?
Like you were like, oh, I found Jackson's like sex toy box or whatever, and you're like, there's only like one dildo in here and then heaps of just die-cast models of Popeye characters.
Robin Williams as Popeye, but with a fleshlight. Where his butthole should be.
You've just got a rubber fist, but it's Popeye's forearm, the most dangerous tool that you could ever use.
Jackson, this looks terrible for putting it in anus. Like, it just, it's like just the wrong shape. And I'd be like, so ashamed.
Sweaty and ashamed, but then you're trying to save face and you're like, it's all right, I have spinach before. It makes me strong. You lose confidence after the other sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I believe that he wanted to do this Popeye flick, and he watched that like speculative trailer kind of like piece that he made. It looks exactly like the Hotel Transylvania,
which
I think is his style from more the comedy work that he'd done, like Dexter's Laboratory. Mm. That's a Gendy, right?
Yeah,
I think that was more what he kind of envisioned with what he was going with his 3D animation in merging with his style and slapstick 3D cartoon humor. And I think that that is why he went on to do Hotel Transylvania, because Popeye didn't happen.
Yeah, well, I think aside from me and my proclivities, not many people care about Popeye, really. I think it's hard to make a Popeye film in today's... And also, like, the Popeye concept, I think, is hard to sell to children now. If you're like, there's a sailor, his wife is always stolen by a man named Bluto, and he has to eat spinach to get him back. And Wimpy says that he would gladly pay you for a hamburger on Tuesday if you would give him a hamburger today or whatever. For Wimpy's famous quotas.
It's not that hard of a sell for kids. Like, you know, Popeye was invented so kids, it was spinach propaganda.
Yeah.
So kids eat spinach.
That's
These
true.
These days, there's so much shit out there for kids to eat that's far more exciting and far more healthy than the benefits spinach could ever bring you. So, you know, they have to update it for a new age. Like, Popeye loves kale of all descriptions, Tuscan and otherwise. It would be very exciting. Perhaps
Popeye loves
pumpkin could be used. It's a very exciting vegetable for a kid.
Well, what do they want to stop kids? Maybe Popeye loves to have only 1 hour of phone time, and so that's what he does.
Exactly.
He takes a break from his mom's iPad, and then he gets his strength to save his wife.
The screen time lock turns on, and then he gets muscly.
So, Hotel Transylvania 4... Just Transformania,
Before we go into what I know about the series that I have learnt. So, Alexi, you've watched the trailer for Transformania, and you've listed cast that you knew were in the film. Did you notice any differences in the trailer?
No, sir. What do you mean?
So, Adam Sandler and Kevin James have been replaced. They are not voicing Drax.
And Frankenstein.
Yeah. Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's not voicing him.
Nothing flies over his head. He's whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, nothing going to fly over my head. No. I'm going to take everything very literally. I'm very sorry about that.
Maybe that's something that James Gunn could look into in the future.
Yeah.
Because Batista does not want to reprise Drax. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler does not want to reprise Drac, clearly.
Mm-hmm. I think
so. Maybe a bit
really...
of a swap.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we could do a swaparoonie, that would be really exciting.
Yeah.
I know this doesn't work because he's dead within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but Kevin James would have made a great Thanos, I think.
He got the same head, dude.
Yeah, he does. He's got the same Kevin James. He looks like Thanos.
Unfortunately, if you turn Kevin James purple, he may appear more as a Grimace, if you will. He might be a little more Grimace than Thanos, which is the problem we've got there.
That's a real bummer.
So they got replaced in their own freaking franchise.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know why, though.
Yeah, like, I was still trying to find out why as well, but there's not
also
much.
They've done something fucked that I really, really don't like, which is Brian Hull, who has replaced Adam Sandler, he's like a YouTuber.
Whoa. Okay, that's exciting.
Well, that's like, and I don't know why I know this, but when all of the cartoons, there was that period of time where all of the cartoons were making all of their black characters that were voiced by white people. They were like, well, are they going to be voiced by actual black people? Mm-hmm. The person who now voices Cleveland Brown in Family Guy is a guy who on YouTube would do Cleveland Brown impressions whilst playing like Counter-Strike Go or whatever. Dude. And he's the new Cleveland Brown, which is just... What a wild thing to happen. Yeah.
That's powerful to hear. That's like...
Yeah.
You can create your own destiny.
Yeah, if you just go on YouTube and you start trolling people playing like video games by pretending to be a fictional character, you might become them. That could be your life.
Wow.
So I guess it's a thing that's happening.
So Brian Hull first got success in 2014... where he recorded a cover of the popular song Let It Go from the 2013 film Frozen, whilst impersonating various Disney characters such as Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Goofy.
That is an excellent way for a voice actor who wants to work in cartoons to put their reel out there. So, Brian Hull, my lord, you are one of the most clever cookies I could ever come across.
Yeah.
After that, started getting voice acting gigs. He was in Rescue Dogs, Popstar, Popstar Better Together, Popstar World Tour, Popstar Christmas... and even though he was in 4 Popstar movies, which all came out in a 2.5 year period, he voiced totally different characters every time.
Wow, that's what I recognized him from. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I know.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm trying to find online why Adam Sandler's not in it, and the only thing I can find is that the creators of Transformania are like, well, he's... because, hey, and we'll get to it, Dracula's human now, so we want to... It was a great opportunity to get a different guy, but that doesn't really explain much, because...
Different directors this time, but the story is by Gendy.
Yeah, weird. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what's going on.
This movie... Something fucked has happened here, sure.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way, I just looked up the Wikipedia page to see, like, the cast of these movies. I think I was right on with who I guessed were the roles.
Yeah, I assumed you were kind of, like, doing a bit where you're like you knew them. But yeah, you nailed it. You nailed
My
it completely.
God. I can't believe it. I was just guessing for type. Like who would be what? Oh my God.
No, you completely nailed it. Oh fuck, that's so funny. I thought you were just goofing.
I feel a little bit electric right now. Like, I feel pulsing through my body. If it weren't for Brian Hull, get me in the freaking behind the scenes of these movies.
So, the only thing you're wrong about is Tim Meadows isn't voicing anyone in these films. But everything else is bang on.
That's crazy to me. Tim Meadows seems like a fucking perfect person.
A shoo-in.
Yes, absolutely a shoo-in. Get him to voice, I don't know, Swamp Thing.
We don't have any
Gilman in this franchise.
Yeah.
Or maybe we do, and I just have not gotten to that part of the list of the cast yet.
So I think the first thing we need to speculate on is why no Adam Sandler?
Yeah, it's interesting.
One could be he's just a bit too pricey now for the franchise, but I would feel that Adam Sandler for voice acting is probably cheaper than, I mean,
it's like not Andy Samberg.
He's not cheaper than Brian Hull, but like Andy Samberg, Selena Gomez, they brought back Catherine Hahn, who was only introduced in the third film. Money doesn't seem like is the issue.
But it's the fourth film in the franchise. So if you're Adam Sandler, maybe you're just like, I've got better things to do these days. I'm making different films. I don't want to... I've done everything I can with the Hotel Transylvania, IP or whatever. I want to go and do other stuff, so I'm just not interested in returning. But then what I think is weird is that Adam Sandler's not returning, but like Steve Buscemi is.
Yeah.
Like, so many of these... Are. Yeah, his friends are here. But he's not.
There has to be a reason, because these guys just come in and do it. Like, it don't matter too much. It's just, it's a Sandler franchise. Like, isn't he deeply involved in these? Robert Smigel is the co-writer of all of these films. He's a Sandler guy.
Yeah.
Robert Smigel, he is Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. He came up through SNL the same time as Sandler.
But he is not involved in the screenplay for the fourth one, so maybe that's where it is.
Maybe it's Adam Sandler and Kevin James as well that are coming back. Which maybe they've just got another project they're doing that they couldn't take time away from to voice act in this.
Yeah, maybe he has sore throats or something for a minute. I don't know.
Yeah, he slept in maybe and just missed it.
I was like, all right, I bet there's just a Happy Madison upcoming project featuring both of them. Because I was like, there's still that Netflix deal, I believe. Adam Sandler still has a film. But no, his next movie is a fucked space movie, science fiction drama film called Spaceman, which is an adaptation of the novel Spaceman of Bohemia. And his co-stars are Carey Mulligan and Paul Dano.
What the hell? Right. I didn't even know about this shit.
Okay.
This book is fucked. Like, this is going to be like... Oh, and the director is the same guy who made the Chernobyl series.
What?
Sorry, Adam Sandler.
I can't compute this.
Adam Sandler is about to drop, I guess, another absolutely fucking cooked art house-y kind of...
Good that rules.
Well, the last project that Sandler made was the film where he finally played Hubie Dubois. Hubie Halloween. Also starring Kevin James and Tim Meadows, but also has Steve Buscemi in it. Is Steve Buscemi back for this one?
Yeah, he
is.
Fuck. Well, you know, he's probably not as... He can do things. Steve Buscemi, he's a character actor. He's, you know, apart from Boardwalk Empire, the guy's very rarely the lead and super busy. So he can probably, like, do a couple of days here and there. Maybe that knocked him out. I don't know. It's weird, very strange, why Sandman didn't just do a day voicing. His character would have taken like a couple of weeks max.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of opening the like Wikipedia for Spaceman of Bohemia, like the book, just to get what the plot of this movie is.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. All right.
Don't spoil it, because obviously I'm going to watch a space movie starring Adam Sandler.
I won't. No, I'm not. This is like the plot. Not like the plot,
the synopsis, basically, not the like details of it.
Yeah. This is just like in the, you know, on Wikipedia, how you get like a little bit of information at the top before you go into like the plot. This is just what's there. So basically, an astronaut who will be played by Adam Sandler, is sent to explore intergalactic dust near the planet Venus that no other country is willing to risk sending their citizens to inspect. He leaves behind his wife for this eight-month mission, and while alone, he meets a giant spider and becomes friends with him.
Oh, fantastic. This sounds awesome. Hello, Mr. Spider. Welcome to my spaceship, please.
I'm a spaceman.
We love to meet a space spider.
Houston, we've got a problem.
Uh-oh, Houston, I fucked up.
Right.
I'm scared to look at what Kevin James is up to after that.
He's playing a spider, I heard. I don't know what movie, but I heard he's playing a big spider.
It'd be so funny if there's like a King of Queens revival or something. Or if he's...
Man, that would not be shocking though, right? Like if they brought back King of Queens, no one would bat an eyelid. One, because no one would care, but also because it would just be not a surprising move.
When do you reckon the last year that Kevin James won a Teen Choice Award was?
Oh. I'm going to say, I'm going to say 2020, just because you're making a big deal of it.
I was going to guess 2019, like it would be for Hotel Transylvania, like funniest, true, awesome voice of some kind.
He won the Choice Movie Actor Award for comedy, if that helps.
Oh, for comedy. Oh, okay. Perhaps I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry in 2007. Yeah. No, I'm trying to think. What is new? Here Comes the Boom? Did he win award for Here Comes the Boom?
This is in 2015. He won that for Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Yes! But,
teens, you got to get better choices out there. Yeah. My lord.
In 2005, he won Choice Movie Best Lip Lock.
Whoa. Oh my god.
And that
racy.
Was
Hitch. For Hitch.
For Hitch.
He kisses Radha Mitchell.
Or, I think that he probably gives Adam Sandler a smooch at some point. No, yeah. Not Adam Sandler, Will Smith.
Yeah.
A smooch at some point. I reckon it would have been that. Let's find out.
When's he going to win an award for his great YouTube channel where a lot of it is sketches of him as a boom operator?
They're awesome, right?
They're great. Oh. They're so good.
That's what Here Comes the Boom should have been about. Him as a boom operator.
Yes. That's where he derives most of his comedy. So, I mean, come on.
Dushan has unlocked some serious information.
I'm so sorry. I said he won, but he was just nominated. And the reason that I just spiraled there is because I was like, why does 2005 sound familiar? That's the year The Notebook came out. And then I was like, wait, Kevin James and Will Smith beat Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. But no, they were just nominated. Wow. What a big kisses this year.
Yeah.
Kisses. It's an honor to be nominated amongst the iconic smooch in the rain between McAdams and Gosling in The Notebook. An electric moment
smooch
for cinema.
Yeah.
Zach Braff and Natalie Portman for Garden State was the same year.
Wow.
Penelope Cruz, Matthew McConaughey in Sahara.
Oh, man. I could never forget Sahara, the most memorable movie of all time.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Wow, a kiss and that launched Mania Tabloid, a portmanteaued name, and the end of Jennifer Aniston's marriage to Brad Pitt.
Damn.
And who could forget this combination that I can't even imagine? Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon in Fever Pitch.
Actually not a bad movie. I watched it on a plane when it came out. It's called The Perfect Catch here in Australia.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why it's erased from your memory.
Yeah.
It's a remake of the movie Fever Pitch starring none other than Colin Firth, based on the Nick Hornby novel. But the original version, it's not baseball that unites this couple. It is European football, aka soccer.
Oh,
okay. I wonder what the most iconic kisses of 2021 have been, because I feel like we don't do big kisses in sort of like mainstream block, but like I can't think of an iconic kiss I've seen recent. Was there one in Fast and Furious 9?
In the Marvel What If series, where we finally see Doctor Strange hooking up with, of course, the beauty of a young Spider-Man.
So,
yeah,
hang on. Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah.
You got a bone to pick? Yeah, big time. For a brief period of time, there was a Choice Movie Villain Award, and then something that me and you, Jackson, have never been nominated for, which I frankly think is fucked up. There was a Choice Movie Award for Biggest Sleazebag.
Come on, I'm like the main pervert on the road over here. let's start a movement to champion us for the biggest sleazebag award at the Teen Choice Awards. I want to get gacked or whatever. Fucking hell.
Also,
I love this. This is turning me on. That's what I was.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Say as they gack me.
I like it and I'm a sleaze.
I'm a goddamn sleaze bag. This is making me horned up.
I'm chubbing up by the second as this gack falls on my head.
Who's won this sleaze bag award? I need to know.
Truly, this is disgraceful.
I heard Eric Roberts has won it 10 years in a row. And not for any performance, just his general aura and what he's known for in cinema.
What? It was so the first person to ever win this award.
Tom Sizemore?
Yeah.
Being named in Heidi Fleiss's papers?
Jennifer Coolidge was the first person to win in 2005 for A Cinderella Story.
Cinderella Story for that movie?
Why? When is she a sleaze bag in that? What?
Then 2 years in a row, Bill Nighy won Biggest Sleaze Bag for Davy Jones.
Well, actually, that makes sense. Bill Nighy, come on. You're like, that guy plays sleaze beautifully.
He's a sleaze, yeah.
And Davy Jones, one of the most rambunctious film characters one could imagine.
But raunchy, surely, racy,
Johnny,
yeah.
Johnny Depp in those movies, that's classic sleaze. Cinema sleaze bag.
Well, speaking of Johnny Depp, he wins in 2008, but for Sweeney Todd.
what are this shit?
What is their definition of a sleaze bag?
What
this is
are
not
they
fair.
Doing? What are these teens doing? They're not even learning the fucking definitions of the words and they put the choices out. They just hear something sleaze and they go, okay, Johnny.
Johnny Depp killed those people, put him in pies. That's pretty sleazy.
Who were the nominees that Johnny was up
to? Hang on. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Before you say anything, let me say I forgive all teens. Obviously, you're the one fucking shit up by not reading the categories properly.
Sorry, teens.
I apologize to teens, but also I'm not that sorry because some of this stuff, like the stuff that upset us the most there, still accurate. Yeah. So,
oh God, no.
Damn it.
Apologies to Dusha. Teens, you can still suck my shithole.
So, originally, from 1999 to 2002, the Choice Movie Best Villain was just known as the Choice Movie Best Sleaze Bag. Well,
Wow, villain, but too sensitive a term for them to use, apparently.
So technically, the first sleaze bag was Sarah Michelle Gellar in Cruel Intentions. Then, oh my god, how did I miss this? So, then in the year 2000, we had Fat Bastard winning it for Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yeah,
honorable win.
That's the only one that's made sense so far, to be honest.
The guy's a sleaze bag. He does lots of grubby things in that film.
Then we've got the Scorpion King winning it in The Mummy Returns, and this is still sleaze bag.
He's not a sleaze bag. He's a scorpion centaur who's been trapped in a tomb.
And this is crazy that this is the last one. Because in 2002, for a brief period of time, this is the last time they call it the Sleaze Bag Award. And that is awarded to, in American Pie 2, Steven Stifler.
Yes, of course. Okay. One of the greatest sleaze bags in cinema.
That makes sense. That checks out.
Then, oh, fuck, this is so funny. 2003, they change it back to villain.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell wins it for his performance as Bullseye in Daredevil.
Okay.
Yeah, I would accept that as a sleaze bag.
Yeah,
though.
Me too.
Gave Colin Farrell a sleaze bag.
He had a grubby energy in that movie, yeah.
They change it back to sleaze bag and give it to Stifler again for American winning the next year.
Okay, that makes sense. But also, you know, he's not that. There's probably bigger sleaze bags that year than his performance in Wedding.
For sure.
Well, so here's who he was nominated against. Kirsten Dunst in Mona Lisa Smile. Didn't even know she was in that. Judy
She's
Greer.
She's a sleazebag? Yeah,
I doubt it. Kirsten Dunst is a sweetheart. Or mean.
Yeah.
Judy Greer, 13 going on 30, or suddenly 30 as it's an earlier.
Okay. Yeah.
Rachel McAdams in Mean Girls. Not really a sleazebag, but
really
she is mean.
Yeah, I guess she
Mandy Moore in the criminally underrated but now cult classic film that I quite like, Saved.
Okay.
nice movie.
This guy's a fucking sleazebag. Andy Serkis as Golem.
Yeah.
Return of the King.
That's a sleazebag. That's a sleazebag.
Take me with you. Get out of here, you fucking sleazebag.
And fucking Bad Santa. Bad Santa got nominated this year. Stifler beat Bad Santa's biggest sleazebag.
How was he not king of the sleazers? Bad Santa has anal sex with a fat woman in a changing room store. How did he not win?
Well, in American Wedding, Stifler gets sucked off by a grandma.
That rules. That's good. That's not
There's
sleazy, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's actually fucking unreal. And if Stifler getting sucked off by a grandma is sleazy, then why didn't Jim Carrey get nominated for his performance in Yes Man, where exactly the same thing happens?
Oh my gosh, well, yeah.
One of the most erotic scenes in cinema, I think, you know.
The Teen Choice Awards are bizarre. These are
quickly,
all films that teens are allowed to watch.
Yeah, true.
just quickly, so and then in 2005 they split it for some reason, and I don't know why. So that's when you get villain and sleazebag in the same year. Jim Carrey wins for Count Olaf for best villain.
Okay.
Jennifer Coolidge gets best sleazebag for Cinderella's Story. Then in 2006, they merge it back together for Bigger Sleazebag, and it's fucking Bill Nye.
What the hell? This is a mess.
But then it's villain again until the end of time, which sucks.
What are they freaking doing? What was the... There needs to be a podcast exploration into this. What the fuck were they doing? Why they split them?
Why
they go
keep...
by Sleazebag? Like, just say Grumbo.
Was it too...
Well, I mean, this time has not been on the side of this, but in 2006, so Bill Nighy, for his performance as Davy Jones, you know, beat out a couple of other actors. And just let me know in 2006 which one of these performances stands out. I'm going to read the characters' names, not the actors' names. Let me know which one probably triggers more of sleazebag energy.
All right.
So we've got Carl Denham, which is from the movie King Kong.
Sure.
Ian McKellen was nominated for two different roles in the same year.
Wow.
For Magneto and a guy whose name I can't pronounce, so I'm just going to say the villain from Da Vinci Code.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Two of the sleaziest characters I could ever imagine.
Then we've got Jackson Ripner from the movie Red Eye.
Okay.
Cillian Murphy, my guess.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Then we've got Miranda Presley from The Devil Wears Prada.
Meryl
Streep's one of her finest turns.
And then finally, we've got Lex Luthor from Superman Returns.
That's actually one of the biggest sleazebags.
Yeah, I would say that Kevin Spacey
should have given it to him. Yeah.
Imagine we live in a world where in 2006, we gave Kevin Spacey a trophy that said biggest
and that's actually the only one the award he didn't have to return, unfortunately, when the allegations came out against him.
You keep that Kevin.
That's actually one is well won, Kevin. We can't replace you.
That's become more appropriate as time's gone by, so you hold on to that, Kevin. Okay,
anyway, Teen Choice Awards are fucked up, and Kevin James, very much in the zeitgeist still, up until 2015. Where
so teens are talking about Kevin James? Like
teens
teenagers?
Are like, yes, he's kissed so fucking good. I love it. Give him the award. Yeah, that's truly baffling.
The only thing I can find that Kevin James may have had to turn down Hotel Transylvania for is there's no films coming up for him, but he is the lead in a new television series called The Crew, where he plays a crew chief of a NASCAR garage.
Okay, well, TV show.
Hang on, but in July 2021, it was cancelled after one season.
Well, he could have still been.
Oh, yeah, he would have been doing it.
Yeah. I think that I think if I had to guess why neither Adam Sandler nor Kevin James are in this, it will be other projects of some kind. Mm. Even if we don't know about what those projects are, I think that's got to be the only reason that they wouldn't come back.
Yeah, I can't. You know? It feels strange to me they're not here, but also I've never seen a movie in this franchise, yeah. So I don't know if they will be missed, loved, or lost. You know,
I think I've seen the second one in this franchise because Dracula's daughter already has a kid, and he has to look after the kid. Well, yeah, okay. So the premise of the Hotel Transylvania series is that Dracula's daughter, Mavis, has fallen in love with Andy Samberg, who's a regular human being. And then they
regular fucking doofus.
Yeah, he's straight, king of the doofuses. And they do the deed and have a sweet little baby boy, who I think might be half monster, and Dracula's a traditionalist, so the whole thing upsets him. And then in this film, he gets a taste of his own medicine, clearly, because the premise is that a magic ray turns all the monsters into humans and all the humans into monsters. And then they got to go to the Amazon to figure it the fuck out or whatever.
I got to tell you, this trailer, I loved it. I really loved it.
It's fun. It's fun. It's good. It's goofy. Yeah, whatever. I'm in.
I don't know if I'm going to watch the movie, but because it would mean I would have to watch the other ones first.
Mm.
I'm not opposed to it. I love the monsters, the classic monsters.
Oh, yeah.
This looked like a beautiful translation of them to animation with some humor and some lovely touches involved. And this trailer was freaking awesome. It was so sick seeing them, all the humor about what could possibly happen if someone had lived as a monster for centuries of their life, what the body of a mortal man would be like for them. And surely some humor would arise from a situation like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Do you know about the Invisible Man controversy? Is this something
controversy?
So, the Invisible Man for years, for the first three films, because you can't see him, for some reason, perverts online had decided that he was a hunk and had drawn fan art of what he looks like whilst invisible. Gosh. And they'd drawn him as a sexy, you know, absolute beast of a man. And
the Griffin the Invisible Man as voiced by David Spade.
Yeah, as voiced by David Spade. And so in this trailer, when the reveal happened that actually he's sort of like a balding middle-aged man, there was an uproar. There was an outcry because they were like, this is not the man I've been masturbating to this whole time.
From this children's movie where everyone has bizarre designs that do not take any form of the human shape into consideration. No reality.
I've been flicking my bean and pulling my pud to a specific design I had in mind, and you've taken that away from me. So there was quite a significant outcry, at least from that small community of perverts.
I will just say about the Invisible Man. Perverts out there, the same thing that I would have said to all those Star Wars fans out there. And maybe this Venn diagram is, you know, close to a circle. Just because Disney said that things weren't canon doesn't mean that they're coming to your house and taking your books.
Yeah.
And just because Universal?
I think Sony Pictures Animation. Yeah.
Just because Sony Pictures Animation have said that the Invisible Man's not hot doesn't mean they're coming into your house and taking your perverted drawings.
Exactly. You can still whack off to whatever you like. I'm not here to stop you doing that. But it's very funny, I think.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yeah. Get to know him. Obviously, you learned what his personality was like, and that's what drove you to your perverted attraction to him.
How shallow are you going to be that for three movies you love this man, but then you see that he's not physically what you were expecting, and all of a sudden you turn off him? In fact, I would say it's your duty to masturbate to the one we see in this film.
Absolutely. This is like that TV show on Netflix where they put people into those strange prosthetics to look like animals.
Yes.
And then you're meant to get to know the personality.
Yeah.
And then you pick who your dream hunk is at the end, whether they are beautiful on
that's
the
not
outside.
Important. Yeah.
Or a hideous gremlin character on the outside that's worse than the makeup that they were using.
And think of this like a Beauty and the Beast situation.
Yeah.
Well, despite what Joel Zammit has gone on record multiple times saying,
yeah,
didn't fall in love with the monster man. She fell in love with what was inside. Mm,
exactly.
Exactly.
That needs to be you with the Invisible Man, guys. Okay? Yeah. Come on.
So please, give it a shot. Just whack off once to see what he looks like now.
Just try. Just pause the trailer and, you know, go to town on yourself.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Commit the sin of onanism, you know, whilst looking at this balding fella with clown hair. I reckon you could do it.
Do you think these perverts are, like, laying down in bed and they're, like, when they're, you know, having their little wanking time, are looking up at their ceiling, imagining that the Invisible Man is there kissing them. And they're like, I can see right through him. Like, what are you...
I guess it's kind of a good fantasy. Like, I kind of get it, because you sit there straight up fingering yourself or whatever, and you can just kiss the air, and you're like, it could be him, you know what I mean? You don't have to visualize shit. You don't have to rely on your imagination, because he's invisible. I can see the
Invisible Man is hectic, because you'd see your own penis still, but it would look different because it's inside something.
I would be kind of sick, actually. I think I'd really like that.
Really exciting, even.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would see the shapes it makes.
Yeah, I think getting sucked off by the Invisible Man will be better, because you can see as your penis, like as the tongue moved around, the penis depressed or whatever. That would be cool, I think.
Lord, this is a filthy podcast. Good heavens. We're speculating on oral fixations of the Invisible Man and his perverted friends.
We're speculating on what a dick would look like if you could see it get sucked off.
Look, 45 minutes into this episode, let's try and lay out what we think the plot's going to be, okay?
Well, I think the Invisible Man's going to have a great time in this movie.
Well, he's going to be a visible man.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that Dracula's going to not become back a Dracula at the end of this movie, and he's going to be like, I'm going to stay mortal and finally die. I think that's how it's going to finish.
I think the opposite's going to happen. I think that Johnny's going to stay a monster.
Oh, but,
like, everyone will go back to monsters, and they'll be like, we're all a big, beautiful family, and everyone will be like, the implications of that are kind of weird.
Yeah, but it seems... Yeah.
My guess as to one humorous thing that will happen in this movie is that Dracula, in his human form, will come across garlic bread or pizza, garlic-heavy food, and be like, oh my god, this is fucking better than blood. I'm obsessed with blood and sucking on the necks of creatures and humans alike, especially those of the virginal kind. Mm-hmm. But this tastes even better than the blood of a virgin teenager.
I've got some huge news about this just quickly. Before we get too excited about garlic bread, he eats garlic bread in Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Garlic bread doesn't fuck him up as much as, like, a traditional Dracula. Because the plot of Summer Vacation is he's on a cruise that's for monsters.
Yeah.
It's run by Catherine Hahn, who is Van Helsing's granddaughter. And is spends...
Oh, my God. He thinks he's dating her.
Drac is, like, thinks that she's flirting with him and that they're dating. And she's trying to seduce him to kill him. She tricks him into eating garlic bread, and it just makes him shit.
Okay. Well, he still doesn't like doing it, you know.
Yeah, and now he can do without the shitting. It'll be exciting for him.
Yeah, that'll be... I think there'll be a scene where... I mean, like, if we're going to go through all of the various things that a vampire can't touch, maybe there's a scene where he can finally go to church or something.
Yeah. He gets addicted to drinking holy water from that little fountain they have at the front of the church.
Lapping it up like a dog, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah,
there's... definitely going to be a montage. Like, they'll also do the, he'll be probably scared of the sun. Wait, was that in the trailer? Mm.
That's in the trailer. Yeah. He's like, the sun's beautiful, but it stings his eyes.
Yeah.
The vampires in Hotel Transylvania, do they reflect in a mirror? Do they have
true. I don't remember, but probably not. So he'll get to see himself for the first time. Yeah. And be like, that's what I look like. Holy
I've got a
shit.
Dad bod.
I've got such a dad bod now. Yeah. I think that this is going to end. I don't think, Dusha, that this can end with Andy Samberg saying a monster, because surely there will be a scene where he's like, I changed for you. And Mavis, his vampire wife, is like, babe, I love you as a human man. The fuck are you doing, you moron?
being a horrible, disgusting dragon.
Yeah,
monster.
You make
How
me sick
meant
now.
To fuck now.
Yeah, Jesus. And then they'll change back. But it'll be. I think it'll be a nice message. I think it'll be like, you don't need to change to make people happy. People should love you as you are. I think that'll be the ultimate message of this film.
Or do you think that some people will change and others will, like, do you think it'll be a weird split? Because I can't imagine Dracula staying a guy. But I can imagine, like, Frankenstein staying a guy.
True. Because he's hot now, so he's happy about it. Yeah, that's a good point.
But Fran Drescher, who plays his wife, is pissed with him. So maybe not, because she's like, you self-centered.
Well, it'll be the same thing. She'll be like, you idiot. I love you when you're made of heaps of other guys, not you're just one guy. What are you doing? And then they'll all get back together. But because the central conflict is like, oh, Dracula hates me because I'm a human, I think Dracula, at the very least, has to be like, buddy, I get it. Being a human's tough. I respect you now. You have the respect of me, you know, Count Dracula or whatever. Surely that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad. I nailed it.
Damn, dude. I can't wait to watch this movie.
Well, Alexi, I just found out that there's a prequel series.
Yeah, it's three movies long.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. Prequel to Transylvania 4. Oh my god, what's it called?
It's called Motel Transylvania. The series takes place 4 years before the original CGI film and follows Mavis and her best friends as they have fun adventures at the hotel while Dracula is away on business.
Oh, there you
go. With the Vampire Council. Right.
Oh,
two seasons.
My god, I think I'm going to watch these movies in my freaking Halloween rotation.
I think we really have to. I think we got to put them in there because there's a lot of deep lore happening here to take into account.
Did you know that Kevin James's real name is Kevin George Nipfling? There's no James in it. Nipfling is his actual surname.
What?
He didn't go Kevin George. He goes Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Kevin what? George is his middle name is George.
Nipfling.
Where does James even come from?
Oh my god, his first film role was in that fucked Pinocchio movie from 2002.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow. And he plays Mangia Funicchio.
There's a lot to take. There's a lot to take in here.
We're learning too much today.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Wow. I can't believe he's in the freaking Roberto Benigni Pinocchio movie. That's crazy. How does that happen? How's that his first movie?
Well, I would love to rewatch it now to see what his performance is like, you know? I want to see if Kevin James, does he knock it out of the park or... But is the reason he ended up in all these other movies because he was is the reason he ended up as Paul Blart because he was like, I can't do a Pinocchio? Like,
Pinocchio
what's going
comes
on?
Comes out after King of Queens has started.
What
the
so
hell?
They saw him in King of Queens. Who does he play in Pinocchio?
Like he just said.
Yeah, Mangia Funicchio.
I guess it is only voice work because he does the English voice work.
Okay. Thank God. I thought he's popping up next to Roberto Benigni and stuff. Good
and
Lord.
And then his first appearance on film is in 51st Dates where he plays a factory worker.
Great movie. I watched that again recently. I love 51st Dates. I think it's one of the best rom-coms.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good time.
He has a cameo as himself, and You Don't Mess with the Zohan. How are they tying that in?
Maybe he's a presenter at the awards show at the end. I feel like a lot of Sandler movies either end in like sports games or awards shows.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, do we want to go? Because it seems such a strange thing to do for this movie. But do we want to try some swings for the fences? Some huge calls that will tie directly to us regarding Hotel Transylvania 4 Transformania?
Well, Jackson, do you want to take the big swing that Drac is going to die?
Yeah, I think Drac is going to die. But like as a mortal man. I think he'll die just of old age at the end of this film. And maybe he'll be surrounded by his grown-up half monster baby and all of his friends, and he'll be like, I've had enough life. I've lived 2,000 years. I'm sick of it. And that'll be how it ends. Yeah. It'll be quite emotional.
That sounds emotional. I think I'm going to stick with Andy Samberg stays a monster and the movie therefore has like a really muddled message, but you don't think about it too long.
Yeah, while you're watching it, you don't think about it, but it's a little while later, you're like, wait, what the fuck? What's the message there? Yeah.
I think that because in the trailer they say they have to go to the Amazon to get a cure or something like that, right?
Yeah.
The Amazon River, and also it's going to premiere on Amazon website. That's actually beautiful. True.
That's very interesting.
Because whenever they paid the 100 mil.
Yeah, they're like, God, we've got to own this Amazon shit. But I think that the Amazon is the home of the Gill Man, the creature of the Black Lagoon.
Of course.
They're going to find the creature, but he's going to be just a human. And he's going to be like, yeah, I took it, and it's awesome. Being a monster is actually shit. It's awesome to just be a Gill, the man. So, Gill Man. A man called Gilbert.
His name will be Gill. Oh, absolutely. And he'll have a wife and two kids, and he'll live in just a town or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
I need to be banned from reading Wikipedia pages about movies like this. Did you know Jackie Sandler appears in the first Hotel Transylvania film as Dracula's wife and Mavis's mother, Martha? Every mother is called Martha in pop culture. Anyway, in the film, she's killed by an angry mob when Mavis is an infant.
Oh, whoa, that's heavy. That's heavy stuff.
Some real gothic horror shit.
Yeah.
Yes, especially because like Sandler being like, yes, my real life wife should play
and be
my
real
wife in Hotel Transylvania, but then die. That's sad.
That's full on stuff. And what about this for another little prediction? They bring back the Sleazebag Awards because of this episode.
And they go, these three guys that made it even worse than the people that do jack off to the Invisible Man, they speculated far worse things.
Yeah.
They're the Sleazebags.
We get to go up on stage and hold it all together and be like, imagine getting sucked off by the Invisible Man.
Yeah,
and like if his tongue went under your foreskin, there would just be like a...
Good heavens.
There'd just be like a weird little bubble.
The D's had no choice but to award it to you, unfortunately, after saying that sentence.
I hope that we get a cameo from Hubie, from Hubie Halloween, who's like, oh my god, monsters still.
Yeah.
Or his that voice that he does.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Sandler should be in the movie in some way. They should give him a shout out.
At least some, they should make it known. Yeah.
We should give him a shout out at our Teen's Choice Awards speech, I guess.
Yeah, this big shout out to Sandman. We love you, brother. Awesome work in Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Yeah, great films, man. Big fan. Yeah.
Actually, this weekend that just passed, I watched like five Happy Madison movies. All I took in to my eyes was Happy Madison productions.
That's great.
Anger Management. I don't know if that's actually a Happy Madison production.
No,
but
it feels like it could be.
I mean, it's got the most of the guys in it.
Yeah,
might as well. For sure.
And they were very awesome movies.
Some of the best.
Gosh, yeah. I watched The Wrong Missy. I watched Murder Mystery. I watched Anger Management. I watched Click. And I watched Mr. Deeds.
Oh,
I saw The Do-Over recently, and that's a fucked up movie.
It's not bad. It's not bad movie at all. It's a good movie. It's one of my favorites.
it's a five-star film.
It's awesome. The Week Of is actually a really good one. And I loved Hubie Halloween. I watched Hubie Halloween three times last year.
Oh, that rolls. And are you going to watch it this Halloween, surely?
I might chuck it on again for sure.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I reckon I will.
It's fucking awesome.
And we're all going to go away from this and watch the Hotel Transylvanias, right?
Yeah,
we have to.
Yeah.
I may have gotten over them in the conversation. The conversation may have steered me away from watching them after how much I love the trailer.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair call.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Alexi.
And Alexi, where can we find you? Hopefully sleaze-free, I hope.
Oh, unfortunately, there could be some sleaze and some breeze on there. But Total Reboot with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. It's on the Sans Pants Network. And if you liked hearing us talk about vampires, there will be an episode coming out shortly that involves the three of us and Cameron talking about the movie Lost Boys.
Ooh.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, we haven't recorded it yet, but I'm sure great things are about to happen.
It's gotta be good, right? Right? Surely.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we, my dear listeners, have been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.